Welcome to The Soft Life with me, Candy Washington, where we explore all things self-love, manifestations, and relationships with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. So be sure to subscribe, share, and join us on Patreon. Always, I'm your girl, Candy Washington, and I am so grateful for our time together. But before we dive into today's episode, you know what I'm going to say, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast wherever you're listening. And if you're over on YouTube, be sure to give us a subscribe and a like and to share, because this journey to self-love and self-worth is always easier with a friend and a little bit of support. Which brings us to today's topic, which is the top five ways to make new friends. Ah, I know making friends as an adult sometimes can be a little difficult, not gonna lie. You know, growing up, you have your friends from school. As people get older, they have their work friends. But if you don't really have that, then how do you make friends as an adult? So let's dive into it. The first way to make new friends might sound a little weird since it's not necessarily making new friends, but I think that you should definitely evaluate your current friendship group. Because is it so much that you need to make new friends, or maybe you need to tweak and evolve the friends that you have? Yes, you want to make some new friends, but I think the first thing is to evaluate your current friendship group. Take an honest assessment. Are you friends with someone just because you've always been friends with them? Are you friends with someone because they're a friend of a friend? You know, are you in a friendship group that sometimes might be toxic? Are you friends with someone that they themselves might be toxic in that friendship? So take an honest assessment of where does your current friendship group stand? Who are the people in your group that you really know, like, and trust? On those people who are, you know, safe, good friends that you can confide in, that will, you know, keep your secrets, that will give you supportive feedback, that are really there for you, focus on cultivating those friendships on an individual basis. Sometimes we get group or herd mentality, or, you know, mean girl syndrome, where we think that we have to only be friends in sort of a group think way. Like, well, we all have to be on the group chat. We all have to travel together. We all have to do brunch together. But that might not necessarily be the case. Sure, you can do group functions and group trips and everything like that and, you know, be cordial and get along. But when it comes to cultivating true friendships with people, that's not just, you know, more surfacey or, you know, just, you know, group hang, think. Cultivate the friendships with the people in your life that have earned your trust. They have earned that title of a true friend. So evaluate, am I friends with, is this a toxic friendship with this person? Maybe do the slow fade out and then focus on cultivating relationships with other people. So before you embark on making new friends, I would definitely evaluate your current friendship group. And then also make a list of what are the values that I want in a friend. You know, it's almost like if you want to make a list about a romantic partner, but friendships are also very, very important. And those need to be healthy relationships as well. You know, sometimes we will not tolerate a narcissistic romantic partner or an abusive partner, but we tolerate narcissistic and abusive friends. You know, it's still a relationship. Just because it's not romantic doesn't mean it doesn't have to be healthy. So evaluate your friendships. Be discerning. Who has earned my trust? Know what you value in a friendship and then seek and cultivate those friendships. The next way to make new friends is to, I mean, especially with everything that's been going on the past 2 years, join online communities. I mean, I have met a couple of, you know, girls, well, they're women, you know, a couple of women who have become, you know, really good friends through my online community, you know, through YouTube and through my podcast and through other, you know, online platforms. Join online communities. If you have an interest, if you're something you're passionate about, you know, join a Facebook group or join a YouTube chat or, you know, join a Patreon, you know, where you're able to talk to other people. You know, join those online communities. Again, you always want to be safe. You know, if it's someone online, you don't want to get catfished, you don't want to get scammed or any of those things. So always use your discernment. Always be safe. Dealing with anyone when it's online, when you can't speak to them, but you could do FaceTimes, you could do, group video chats, you could do Zoom parties. So don't think that you only have to have people who are physically and tangibly there for you. Seek support and seek friends in those online communities and really build relationships. But again, always do your due diligence. Always protect your privacy and your safety, especially dealing with anybody online or offline, just at all times. The third is join in real life activities. Now that the world is opening back up a little bit more, of course you want to be safe, but maybe join a soccer team or a little league or go to, a mixer or a happy hour. Or, go to a pottery class, whatever is open, whatever is going on in real life, join those activities, do those things, figure out what you value and what you enjoy, and take the initiative and put yourself out there. There are, different meetup groups and other activities out there. And then once you're there, take the initiative, say hi, smile, open up, start a conversation. That is actually really hard for me because I'm actually really introverted. So when I go to events, I don't mind sort of standing and people watching because I love it. Like, I'm like, I don't need to talk to anybody. Like, I'm just enjoying myself watching people. But if I was in a position where I wanted to meet new people and to make new friends, I'm gonna have to open my mouth. And say hi, introduce myself, and to meet people, and to put myself out there and to take that initiative. So that's what you have to do, whether it's online or in real life. The fourth thing is to do things alone. Sometimes that can be scary, but say you have an event or a party or whatever it is, maybe it's even brunch or going to the mall or going to a museum. Do those things alone so you're more open to meeting new people. Sometimes if you're out and you see someone with a friend or with a group of people, you're less likely to venture out. You're less likely to attract someone to come up to you to say hi or how you're doing because it seems like you're already preoccupied. It seems like you already have your little group. So go do those things alone. Don't wait for a friend. Don't wait for a relationship, or a partner to do things with. If there's something that you want to do, if there's a movie you want to see, if there's a museum you want to go to, if there's an event you want to go to, go alone. And then again, do what I said, take that initiative. Always, I'm your girl, Candy Washington, and I am so grateful for our time together. But before we dive into today's episode, you know what I'm gonna say, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast wherever you're listening. And if you're over on YouTube, be sure to give us a subscribe and a like and to share, because this journey to self-love and self-worth is always easier with a friend and a little bit of support. Which brings us to today's topic, which is the top 5 ways to make new friends. Ah, I know making friends as an adult sometimes can be a little difficult, not gonna lie. Growing up, you have your friends from school. As people get older, they have their work friends. But if you don't really have that, then how do you make friends as an adult? So let's dive into it. The first way to make new friends might sound a little weird since it's not necessarily making new friends, but I think that you should definitely evaluate your current friendship group. Because is it so much that you need to make new friends, or maybe you need to tweak and evolve the friends that you have? Yes, you want to make some new friends, but I think the first thing is to evaluate your current friendship group. Take an honest assessment. Are you friends with someone just because you've always been friends with them? Are you friends with someone because they're a friend of a friend? Are you in a friendship group that sometimes might be toxic? Are you friends with someone that they themselves might be toxic in that friendship? So take an honest assessment of where does your current friendship group stand? Who are the people in your group that you really know, like, and trust? On those people who are, safe, good friends that you can confide in, that will, keep your secrets, that will give you supportive feedback, that are really there for you, focus on cultivating those friendships. on an individual basis. Sometimes we get group or herd mentality or, you know, mean girl syndrome, where we think that we have to only be friends in sort of a group think way. Like, well, we all have to be on the group chat. We all have to travel together. We all have to do brunch together. But that might not necessarily be the case. Sure, you can do group functions and group trips and everything like that and, you know, be cordial and get along. But when it comes to cultivating true friendships with people, that's not just, you know, more surfacey or, you know, just, you know, group hang, think. Cultivate the friendships with the people in your life that have earned your trust. They have earned that title of a true friend. So evaluate, am I friends with, is this a toxic friendship with this person? Maybe do the slow fade out and then focus on cultivating relationships with other people. So before you embark on making new friends, I would definitely evaluate your current friendship group. And then also make a list of what are the values that I want in a friend. You know, it's almost like if you want to make a list about a romantic partner, but friendships are also very, very important. And those need to be healthy relationships as well. You know, sometimes we will not tolerate a narcissistic romantic partner or an abusive partner, but we tolerate narcissistic and abusive friends. You know, it's still a relationship. Just because it's not romantic doesn't mean it doesn't have to be healthy. So evaluate your friendships. Be discerning. Who has earned my trust? Know what you value in a friendship and then seek and cultivate those friendships. The next way to make new friends is to, I mean, especially with everything that's been going on the past 2 years, join online communities. I mean, I have met a couple of a couple of women who have become, you know, really good friends through my online community, you know, through YouTube and through my podcast and through other, you know, online platforms. Join online communities. If you have an interest, if you're something you're passionate about, you know, join a Facebook group or join a YouTube chat or, you know, join a Patreon, you know, where you're able to talk to other people. You know, join those online communities. Again, you always want to be safe. You know, if it's someone online, you don't want to get catfished. You don't want to get scammed or any of those things. So always use your discernment. Always be safe. You know, dealing with anyone when it's online, when you can't speak to them. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.